Monday's Roundup. Brought to you by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by New Tech Carts. It's Joke Day with Phil and Hank, so brace yourself. These jokes aren't just corny, they're full-on field-tested. If you're groaning, laughing, or questioning your life choices, you're doing it right. It's Monday's Roundup.
Making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut that out. Anyway, here he is.
Happy Labor Day, buddy.
Hank Bray.
How you doing, bud?
Not bad.
Calling you from underneath my desk.
Labor of love to
labor of
have you in here today. Yes, boy. Off to a bad start.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's Chet's Monday.
It
Chet's
is.
Chuckle.
I wonder today. If Chet's is open today.
I don't think so.
They work hard during the week, and they probably don't have to work on Labor Day.
Definitely do. Yeah.
Unlike
one of us radio people.
Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, do you have any fun over the weekend?
You know, a little bit.
See the grandbabies or did?
No, didn't see the grandbabies.
Aww.
Got out and about, did a little, of course, we did football Friday night, and then did a little R&R, worked on the yard a little bit. And I have some mice, I think, getting into the house already. So that's
really? That's sign. Not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign.
Especially when it's 118 out there.
And I figure out where they're getting in, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll have to have you come and help me plug the hole.
Is it a hole, or is it underneath, or is it in the concrete?
It's
or
by the sidewalk, yeah.
Okay.
They're going in.
They're pretty good at that, too.
Got to chew some gum and plug that hole or something.
Yeah, have you put an Irish Spring bar soap there? Or
does that work?
Yeah, sometimes it does.
Slice a little Irish soap up? Okay.
Or even spray some, you know?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that works as well.
All right.
So, but they don't like being clean for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Or singing the Irish jig.
Oh, yes.
What was
the slogan for Irish? The lady. Yeah, the lady would say, "Manly, yes, but I like it too."
I've never heard that.
Haven't you?
Well, maybe I have.
They advertised it for a man, and then she would say, "It's manly, yes, but I like it too."
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't the guy whistle?
Was that
another one? Yes. What is it? That's Old Spice, isn't it?
No. I think that's Old Spice.
Oh, my goodness. Wrong commercial, Hank. That blooper. Well, here we go. For your Monday morning question on Labor Day, what is the most annoying thing about your best friend?
Oh, man.
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Got me into some trouble here and there.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or did them?
Yeah, did them. Yeah, right.
Brian Alvin?
Yeah.
Marty Richards?
No. I considered June my best friend. So there you go.
Oh.
So then we're going to have to be real, real careful. When I say the most annoying thing about my best friend is she likes the Bears. So there you go. I said it.
What have you done over the weekend to bring this about? Well, it's just like the love potion, man. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like, I was assuming that when you were in high school, but.
Oh, no, I'm saying, you know, she's my best friend. And
I understand
she
that,
likes the Bears, and it's Labor Day, and she's not listening. She's sleeping. So there you go.
Wake up, June! Wake up!
Oh, boy.
I'm going to take this recorded part, and I'm going to record it and send it to her.
Okay.
You might be a redneck or from Arkansas, Philip, if you've argued for a half an hour about chicken being from the sea.
I like that. You mean it isn't?
No, it used to be, I guess. Chicken of the sea.
But it's confusing because you can get chicken in a can.
Yes.
That's made by
chicken of the sea.
Chicken of the sea.
Yes.
It's like,
and you can buy the wrong can and get tuna.
Exactly.
And
you can make chicken salad sandwiches.
It is disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Again, that's my opinion. I'm not a tuna guy. Yeah.
Oh, you don't like tuna?
No.
Oh, okay. Huh.
No. No. I had a female companion at one time that when she was mad at me, she would make tuna salad.
Oh.
Purposely.
Purposely,
because I couldn't eat.
You didn't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're kind of picky there, Hank.
Not picky. Don't like it.
Just don't like it.
No, just don't.
Not even a tuna casserole, you know, with some noodles and some cheese thrown in there. And,
you know, I'd rather go have Hank's garbage that he made on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
do you like tuna?
Yes, I do.
Good for you, Phil.
I do.
I'd rather eat chicken out of the bag.
Chicken out of the bag?
Yeah, just plain old white chicken out of the bag. What if it has to be? I'd do it.
Boy.
It'd be tough, Phil.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun with the Labor Day jokes or anything?
Well, my wife gave me a Labor Day honey-do list.
Really?
I told her Labor Day means no labor. So I'll let you know tomorrow about where I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to...
Nope.
You got a spot for me?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not anymore.
All right.
I made a big list of projects, Philip, for Labor Day weekend. I got tired from writing the list, and I took a nap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's too
tough.
Bad.
It's tough.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, we'll see if we can come up with anything better after this time out from our sponsor, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
All right, we have some guest lecturers on Labor Day.
I wonder if they're actually working today.
No, but here we go.
So I want to tell you guys it's been a bit of an odd day. First, I found a hat full of money. Then I was chased by an angry guy with a guitar.
Wow. Chris just has bad luck.
It took me a moment, but now I realize, he took the guy's tip jar.
Hats off to him.
Tip hat, yeah. Tip of the hat for him.
Tip of the hat, yes.
Yes. Oh, that Simonson boy, he's always up to no good.
Always up to no good.
He could run pretty fast, though, with
the
guy's tip money.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Who else is here? Oh, it looks like the barber's kid is here.
The barber's kid's here,
Henry, did I ever tell you about my uncle?
No.
He wasn't the swiftest guy. One time he bought a set of snow tires. They melted on the way home.
Not bad.
Tell you what.
Not bad. That's rough.
I don't even know why we're here.
That'd be bad.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what.
Jeepers. You get snow tires and they melt before you get home. That's just not good.
Yeah. Mm. I was going to mow the yard this morning, Phil. I'm going to mow the yard this morning. And then I remember my ancestors fought hard so I could sit in the lawn chair and stare at it.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? It's.
Yeah, bad. I know what you mean. Yeah. You're taking Labor Day off this year, right?
It depends.
Yeah. How are we able to tell if you're taking it off, you're not, man.
Well, thanks, boss.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one too.
Thank you.
Yeah. I thought you were going to take it off, but
no.
So you told me the other day that Labor Day is a celebration of hard work, Philip.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
It
so
is.
Apparently, I wasn't invited to that party.
No. yes. Anyway, my goal this Labor Day is simple: eat a brat, take a nap, contribute absolutely nothing to the gross domestic product. There we go. I got my day all planned.
Oh, my goodness.
but if I eat too many brats, it'll really be a gross domestic thing going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you'd be fine, though, with it.
Well, yeah, probably.
Well, let's see. I told my doctor I was planning on eating healthier on Labor Day.
Yeah.
It turns out that... then I'm going to put lettuce on both sides of my burger.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's tough, you know. It's tough, Phil.
Put in a little a little ketchup and mayonnaise. And what else you like on your burger?
I'm a mustard guy, Philip. I'm kind of a...
Oh, yeah.
It's called Southwest Heat. And it just has a little bit of... It's good flavoring.
A little hot?
It's not that hot. It's really... But I like it zested up for you.
Hmm.
So, our ribs, barbecued ribs work.
Oh, that's good,
too. Smoked ribs.
Yeah. June does a little mixture of mustard and mayonnaise. Mixes
really?
That, dips her fries in there.
Does she like, is it kind of like a Chick-fil-A sauce or sort of?
Might be. I don't know. I've not tried it. But
you haven't tried it?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just a ketchup guy. You know, I like some.
You're always trying to ketchup.
I like my fries with my ketchup.
Yeah, but that could be a word for Friday. Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Phil's always trying to play ketchup. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Ketchup. Oh, well.
Well, my Labor Day started with big plans on Friday afternoon and ends Monday night with me saying, well, maybe next weekend.
Maybe next weekend.
That's all I've got, young man. Oh, I got a kicker here real fast. Here. Oh,
get out of the way.
It's a small kicker.
Get out of the way, everybody.
Is it time for the kicker?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right. My son asked me, how did you make it without a computer when you were a kid, Dad? I told him, I did have a computer, son. So I took his cell phone and I gave him a number two pencil and a pencil sharpener. He responded, what is this, Dad? I told him, my very first computer. The pointed end is your printer, the eraser is your delete button, and the pencil sharpener is your refresh button. P.S. He doesn't want to know anything else about my past.
Amen.
That's true, though.
Amen,
brother. Think about that.
Yeah, I did. I thought about it.
So,
that's good stuff. All right.
I mean, a computer back then, you were rich.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't do much other than just kind of sit there.
Yeah, you didn't really know how to.
I didn't know how. You had to write programs for them, which.
I couldn't even write on a piece of that alphabet paper.
Exactly. Oh, well.
Trace the lines, Hank. Trace the lines.
And I love the old computer paper with the tracks.
Yes.
The tracks on the sides.
You ever seen one jam? They're awesome.
It's a mess.
Oh, it's a horrible mess. My friend, I hope you have a great day. You know what? Go labor.
Yeah. Don't go into labor.
I'm almost there. Be kind, my friend. Have a good day, everybody.
Tank break.